This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start our day each morning, opening God's Word, the Bible, we don't just deal with sort of remote theological things in the Bible. We're talking about real life. And we're talking all this week about how to respond to our own spiritual failure. It's something that's so real for every one of us. Right? It's real in your life and it's real in my life. And when we discover spiritual failure, or maybe we realize and know very well that we've been living in spiritual failure for so long and we've almost given up hope that we could ever live a life that is right with God, that our life could be repaired spiritually, that we could walk close to God, know that He is answering our prayers, knowing that He is close to us and super involved in our lives. Maybe you think, well, I've passed the point of no return. I can never get to that place in my life. That is not true. God reaches into the most helpless, hopeless cases and starts repairing people's lives, but only when we put Him back in His rightful place at the center of our lives, giving Him first place. Where are you today in your relationship with God? Don't forget, your Christian life will never work the way it needs to work. It'll never work as the Bible describes it, unless you put God in first place, right in the center of your life. Well, when you've been walking in spiritual failure, we saw on Monday, the first thing you need to do is open God's Word, the Bible. Let it speak into your life, even if it's painful. The second thing is stop pretending to God and to yourself that it's all good, that there's nothing really wrong. No, nothing's hidden from God. Open your heart to Him. Make things right. Then on Wednesday, we saw that we need to remember who it is, Jesus Christ, who is standing before God the Father, Jesus, the Son of God. And He's standing before God the Father on our behalf, so that when you come to make things right with God, there's always hope, because there's someone right there who is ready to go to God on your behalf. And then yesterday, we looked at this verse that says, Jesus is not unable to sympathize with your weaknesses, with your spiritual failure, with your struggles. He's been tempted in every way, just like we are. He lived His life on earth. He experienced the pains of life in this fallen world, problems with His family who didn't believe in Him and thought He was crazy on occasions. He's been through relational pain and all the hurts of life. You can come to Him as someone who understands what you're going through, what you're facing. He is there. He's close. He's nearby. He's not distant. And then the final verse we want to look at this week on responding to our own spiritual failure is Hebrews 4:16, the next verse. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Well, if you're at a point of desperation in your life right now, and you know that spiritual failure is at the heart of it, you are in your time of need, aren't you? And there's a place to go, this verse says. I love how it describes God's throne in the universe as the throne of grace. Maybe that's not how you think of God. You think of Him only as a person of judgment, ready to hammer you when you've done wrong. But in reality, God is wanting to pour out His grace in your life. That's why Jesus came into this world. That's why He lived this life, so that He can understand us. That's why He died on the cross, taking God's judgment and anger towards our sin on Himself, so that God's anger is satisfied. God's justice is satisfied. And now He can look at you. He doesn't have to judge you for your sin, because Jesus took that penalty for you, so that you can be forgiven and start a new life with God. If you've never come to God for forgiveness, come to Jesus now. He's ready to walk with you into a new relationship with God. Ask Him for forgiveness. Thank Him for what He's done for you. If you're a Christian and you've been living in defeat, it's time to come to Him with confidence, because God's grace is ready to reach into your life, forgive you completely, and restore you. It's time today to make things right with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.